Today's daf is daf kuf dalad. We're in the middle of the story of the Ptira of Rebbe.
It's fine.
So we're on the top line. Ahu yumid anot nafshid the Rebbe. On the day that turned out to be the day that Rebbe died. Meanwhile, Rebbe is ill. Gozer rabbanan ta'anita ubo rachmi. They made a ta'anit and everybody was praying. Anybody who dares say that Rebbe has died is dead. So that's a very interesting detail that says that the reason for this is because you're not allowed to be mitpalel for something that is not within the realm of the normal. But I mean, people, you know, so Rebbe is dead. They think he's dead, but if we don't know about him, the people are angry. So it turns out it looked like he was dead, but it was, you know, momentary heart stoppage, but he became alive again. Masha Inkay, if somebody reports it, then it already makes it that we can't continue to fast. So Srika Amte the Rebbe Leigra, Rebbe's loyal maid, went up to the roof. Omra Yonim Vakshim at Rebbe, Vadachtonim Vakshim at Rebbe. Look, they need Rebbe up in the Shemayim, but they need Rebbe down here on earth. Yiratzon Shiachufu Tachtonim et Yonim. May it be your will that those down here should be stronger than the requests up above. Kibud Chazoy Kamazim Nidayel Beit Hakise. Vechalatz Tefillin Umonachlu Vekomitz Tayer. When she saw how difficult it was for Rebbe that he couldn't wear his tefillin, he had to continually go to the bathroom as he was a stomach illness was in him. And each time he would come out and he would put his tefillin on carefully, painfully, and even the Tosfos says, Cholim Ayim are pturim from tefillin usually, but Rebbe, that's only because they can't be careful. Mashein Ken Rebbe was on such a madriga of kedusha that he could be very, he was very attuned to his body, so he knew how to be shomer his tefillin. So in any event, she realized this is no way for Rebbe to live. What's the point keeping him alive? This is the way that he is going to have to go through his days now. So she said, it should be the opposite. They should win in the Shemayim and let Rebbe rest from this nonsense. But she couldn't get the Rabbanan to shut up. And as long as they were davening for Rebbe's survival, the Balach HaMavis couldn't get him. The question is whether Balach HaMavis ever did get him. But anyway, he couldn't die. So what she did was Shaklik Kuzak. She took a light bulb, one of those fluorescent bulbs that really make a big noise when they fall to the ground. And actually, it was probably made out of cheris. It didn't transmit light very well, but you know, in those days. It's the Flintstone fluorescent.
What do you do? We use seltzer bottles.
Seltzer bottles, that must be what it was. So she took, that's great, she took a piece of a large pottery pot and she threw it off the roof, and it made such a smash when it hit the ground that for a moment they were startled and ishtiku mirachame, they stopped davening. And at that instant, nach nafshid Rebbe, that's when Rebbe died. Omelei Rabbonu Bar Kapora, zil ayin. So the Rabbonim told Bar Kapora, go and find out how he's doing. Also, ashkei the nach nafshid, he goes in and he sees that Rebbe has died. Kari lelavushi v'hari lekari leachori. He tears his clothing, but he turns the tear to the other side so they shouldn't know that it is. Otherwise, it would be like saying openly that Rebbe died. And they said, they're going to kill anybody who says Rebbe died. It wasn't worth risking his life for. Potach v'amar, so he came out and he said, you know, the Arelim and the Mitzukim machazu b'Aron HaKodesh. The Arelim are the Malachim. The Tzadikim are called Mitzukei Aretz. So they're the powerful ones on earth. There's a big fight. And this is what Amte the Rebbe also noted. They're both holding the Aron HaKodesh, which is Rebbe. Nitzchu Arelim adam Mitzukim v'nishba Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh has been captured by the Malachim. I'm like, what? Nachnafsha? Are you trying to say that Rebbe died? He said, I never said that. Don't come in. You said that. I don't know. Come in. I never said anything. B'sha'at p'tiratosho Rebbe, as Rebbe was dying, zakaf eser azbaotav klapi ma'ala, he put his 10 fingers up to the heavens. Amar ribono shel olam, go'loi v'yadu alafanecho shi'agati b'eser azbaotai b'torav alo ne'aneti afilu b'etzba ketana, that I used every last ounce of my strength, b'yogiyo v'teira, and I wasn't nena from this world, even the rationers, even the extent of the Etzba Kitana's representation of the work that I put in. So he wasn't saying I didn't even get a finger's worth of anof from the world. He's saying, if we take my life and look at my work as being connected, my 10 fingers, then believe me, it wasn't what I took out of the world didn't even equal my pinky. But other Rishonim learning means kipshuto. I got no hana'ah out of the world whatsoever. Which is mamish, this is again Rebbe and Yaakov of Esav. This is what Yaakov told Esav. Esav says, your bracha was supposed to be a bracha now, but what are you doing? So rich. Right? So Yaakov Avinu told him, I don't have anything from Olam Hazeh. These things from Olam Hazeh are just there to enable me to utilize the world. Right? So Yosef said, okay, so I also don't need to be a millionaire, I only need to live like one. So Yaakov said, you want to try it? I told you over that beautiful mice, that the guy, I've said it over many times, it's an incredible story. This guy had a chavrusa before the war. I told you the mice. And during the war, he disappeared. He kept hearing rumors about him that he wasn't doing too well. And after the war, he made it to America. He never knew what happened to chavrusa, and he was on the Lower East Side. And one day, he gets a message that your chavrusa, Ploni Baploni, I don't know the guy's name, your chavrusa, Ploni Baploni, is in the hospital here in the Lower East Side. He's dying of syphilis. And he wants to see him. So he goes to the hospital. So his chavrusa tells him, look, I really flew off the derech completely when I saw what was going on. Any issur that you can imagine, I was over every issur. So he says to him, I don't understand that. And all of those years that we learned Musar together, where was it? In Nevada. Yeah, I think it was Nevada. All the years that we were sitting learning in Nevada, it meant nothing. Like, what's the pshat? He said, what are you talking about meant nothing? I didn't have hamnah for one instant. amazing nekuda. Once it's nothing, it's nothing. You try, but it doesn't hold enough for you, you know? It wasn't that from anything. It's only either it's meaningful in terms of my Avedas Hashem, in terms of my Olam Haba, but then I'm not getting it done from Olam Hazeh. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this is the case, shalom b'menuchati. Yatzta bat kov amra yavor shalom yanuchu al mishkevotam. Yes, why is the Baskel say al mishkevotam? It should say al mishkevcha. If it was a response to Rebbe, so it should say that you should have a peaceful journey. Miboyle, that's what it should have said. Nesayel Rebchia bar Gamda. This is a raya that Rebchia bar Gamda is correct. Yom Rebchia bar Gamda, Om Reb Yossi ben Shaul, b'sha'ash ha-tzadik niftar min ha'olam. Omrim malachei ha-sharek b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam tzadik ploni ba. Such and such a tzaddik is about to enter our world, the Malach Asher say. Omer lahem, so he says to the Malachim, Yovo tzaddikim yetzu v'krato. You should call the Nishmot tzaddikim to go into greener. V'omrim lo, Yovo b'shalom. They tell him, Yovo b'shalom. And then, all together, Yanuchu ha-mishkevotah. So it includes the tzaddik, therefore the Baskel came out and said, Yanuchu ha-mishkevotah, because it was referring to those tzaddikim that had gone out to greet him. Omer Rav Elazar, b'sha'ah sh'atzadik niftar min ha'olam, shalosh kitot sh'malachai asherek yotzei lekrotu, achat omeret lo bo b'shalom, v'achat omeret lo leich nifecho, v'achat omeret lo yavo shalom yanucho ha'mishkevotam. So when a tzaddik is nifter, so then you have three sets of malachai asherek. One has the passageway, bo b'shalom, one that says that your pathway should go straight in front of you, and the final group that says yavo shalom. And now Yom Lunuch HaMishkevotam Bebishasha HaRasha Ne'evad Min HaOlam. Also Shalosh Kitot Shemalachei Chavala Yotzov Bekratov. Achat Omeret Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. Forget about Shalom, man. V'achat Omeret Lo, forget about Menucha L'ma'at Tzevai Yishkav. V'achat Omeret Lo, Redav HaShkivah Ad Arelim. Go down to hell and you can go to bed over there with the rest of the Arelim.
How's
Nechokha
Mishkevotam?
Nechokha, yeah. No fact. Your path is straightforward. Yes, we're ready for you.
Zuk the Heilige Commissioner.
Kol zman shibe beit aviyah, govak tu vatal olam. We said in the previous Mishnah that there are two ways. Normally, if there's no good reason for her to leave the estate, so the Yitomim can say to her, look, you know, we're willing to be mezin you, but only if you live in the house. Okay, turns out that was a prorated issue according to Tfukat Abayit. But in any event, we find sometimes she could say, if she ela beit aviyah, or sometimes if she ela beit bali. So if she was bebeit aviha, now the Rush learns that this means that she was bebeit aviha, and well, let's wait a moment. She was bebeit aviha, so she could be govak to batal olam. But if she is bebeit ba'ala, she's govak to ba'ala only ad 25 shanim, because in 25 years we figure she has basically used up her ketubah. Because she's gotten some, you know, a neighbor comes in, can I have some, she gives her some bread, doesn't get anything in return. Who gave her just to give bread enough to get something in return? You add up these little bits and pieces over the course of 25 years, and she got her ketubah, I guarantee. So therefore, she can no longer collect. So yesh b'kafei shanim she'te'asem tova k'neged k'tuvata. She's doing a lot of favors on somebody else's bill. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This he quotes from Rishon ben Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim says just the opposite. If she's bebeit ba'ala, then she be govak tuvata l'olam. Because over there, there's no reason for us to believe that she was mochelet her k'tuva. Because basically they're taking care over her, of her. What's she going to do? She's going to say, I want my... She's embarrassed. So she doesn't want to tell them, where's my k'tuva? Well, if she's bebeit ba'ala, if she's bebeit abhiya rather, and she hasn't said anything for 25 years a year, the Rosh says this means, and they weren't being mefarnes. Because if they were being mefarnes, they're bebeit abhiya. So again, she's embarrassed to say anything. They're being so nice to her, taking care of her, she's going to ask for a k'tuva. So if she's bebeit abhiya, go back to v'tad esrim v'chamesh shanim, then she only has 25 years, not because she has the tovat hana'ah, but rather that if she doesn't do anything for 25 years, she probably has made up her mind, you know what the heck with it, they've been so kind to me, I'm not going to bother collecting my ksuv. Meita, if she dies, Yorshim maskirim k'tuvata d'asrim v'chamesh shanim. The Yorshim now have to also be tovia within 25 years. Omar le'abaya l'Rav Yosef. This doesn't make any sense to me. Rabbi Meir Shita is that she uses upper k'tuva within 25 years. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, you can have a woman like Martha Barbaitos as a ksuva that's worth $300,000, you know, or $300 million, and you have a poor woman whose ksuva is worth $100. So how is it shayach that we're going to give one shear of 25 years, and within 25 years she uses upper ksuva? So what are you telling me? Aniyah should be Israel. Ad esrim v'chamesh shanim. Umarta Barbaitos ad esrim v'chamesh shanim. How could it be the same? Oh, my life, you're darn right. It's exactly the same. Because lufum gamla shifna. The bigger the camel is, the bigger the load on the camel. If she's got $300 million, the neighbors are not coming in for a cup of tea, I guarantee you. So over there, it's good. The same way the aniyah gives a cup of tea here and a cup of tea there. She gives $1,000 for a chlosses kala here, $10,000 for helping out for an organ transplant there. And it adds up to the $300 million. What do you want? It's just prorated, but they're all going to give away money at the same rate. As long as it's a from Gamla.
I just watched a picture of a wife of a career on bloomingdales.com and giving all of her friends matanos, like one of the nicest things she can.
That's it. If I could move her up on it, you got to know what you're getting into. Iboilo, Rabbi Meir, Maush to Shalesh. What if this is Rabbi Meir's svara that she collects within 25 years of ksuva? So do we actually prorate it? In other words, if it's 12 and a half years, so I'm going to give her half an exuma, is that the point? Is it she uses up the whole thing? Or is it the point that once it's 25 years, we already look at what it is that she's done, but we wouldn't prorate it and say, look, in 1 year you used up 1/25th year. So I mean, I could take half, or not, you know, daikanim, take. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say on the contrary, we never say she uses up her exuma, but we do worry about mechila. So therefore, as long as she's bebeit ba'ala, I mean, she's embarrassed to be tova. If she's bebeit abhiya, why wasn't she tovad? Must be she's given up on it. She doesn't care. Omar le'abaya l'Rav Yosef. Does this make sense to you? Oh, you're telling me, you're giving me a shear. So what, the night before, you're saying, in other words, if she would ask for a ksuva the night before, so then she gets a ksuva. But the next morning, then she's over, no, sorry lady, you were mochelet your ksuva last night. I said, what are you talking about? I just didn't get around to coming to Besdin. So this makes no sense to me at all. How can you say that a woman is mochelet and draw a sharp line in the sand, 25 years exactly, and on the other side of the line she's mochelet the night before she was not mochelet? What kind of craziness is that? So you're telling me, atai kodim shkiyat hachama, so had she showed up in Besdin before shkia, so then go back to Vata. But now we look at the watch, she comes into Besdin, we say, sorry lady, it's already 1 minute after shkia. No, my watch was wrong, sorry, it's too late. Does that make sense? By Yipur Tachil, what are you saying? That the difference is that she was definitely mochelet in the last 10 seconds. She was definitely mochelet. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Omalein, absolutely. Your mistake is that you think that we're looking at this as an actual analysis of an umdana, that she was mochelet. If that's the case, obviously that's ridiculous. Why are we going to say such a thing? But the point is that the Rabbanan recognized that we do need to consider mechila in long-term tfiot. And therefore, they made a shear. It's not that we're saying it's an umdana. There is no umdana. But they said, Besdin has to proceed on some basis. What is the, what do they call a cutoff point? Statute of limitations. What are the statute of limitations for collection of a tzuva? So they made a shiur of 25 years. Once that's true, you can't ask a kasha like that. Because all the chachamim shiurim are that way. Kol midat chachamim keni. What are you going to say? Barba'im sa'ah tov, what are you going to say? That's water shekol gufo oleba. Telling me, but this guy, if it would be one tiny bit chosar kurtov, his body wouldn't fit in. And it doesn't matter, basically, we're not going to analyze how big he is, how big the next guy is, what the mean is. Because that's how it works. We give a shiur. So barba'im sa'ah tovel. Barbaim sa chasar kurtav, and I ochel itvol bam. Why not? That's the shear. On Rav Yehuda.
That mashal.
That's
coming to the
shear
to a
din d'oraisa.
Would you impact
the din d'oraisa? Okay, so it's even better. It's a kosher game. Kosher game. We could create a statute of limitation. I mean, this was goofed in after meeting between Abai and Rav Yehuda. Abai, hell, I mean, isn't this just an analysis? I mean, it's a real. There's an actual statute of limitations. On collections, it's not that we decided that that's reasonable that she was more colored, but that's how you draw a line.
But what is an Isser and what is a moment?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yes, Kayach Besdin to be Kovei. Yes, Kayach Bedech HaKomim, they can be Mafkir.
But wasn't the discussion about Babasar like if the bird is 50 yamas away and one thing it was a whole way?
Yes,
so bring a moment issue. Why go to an Isser?
What do you mean, no? You mean, why not bring a riot from
a shear, which determines things in terms of momentous and violence? That's more about the one.
Right, because gufa on that itself, we ask. You're not going to bring a riot from something that itself was surprising. You're not going to bring a riot from something that you yourself related to. I don't want to get into the issue over there of 1 foot in and 1 foot out. The main thing now. Omer Yud Omer Ab. He eed Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yosef, his name Rabbi. Sha'amar Mishum Aviv. Listen, I mean, this is what I hear from Reb Yosef, and we know how Rebbe respected Reb Yosef, that this whole halacha is only said where the woman does not have a shtar ketubah. So therefore, there's two issues to take into consideration. If she doesn't have a shtar ketubah, it's true she's going to be able to collect by bringing a death certificate. Because she has a tenai beit din, that we said earlier, she can collect with eidei mita. But surely she doesn't have the same security in that. 25 years, maybe no one will remember, maybe this. So then already she's mochelet. The other issue is, if she had a ketuvah, and she really was mochelet, why did she keep the ketuvah? If she's mochelet, so she should take an action and give it to the Yatomim and say, you know what, I'm not going to collect the ketuvah. Take it like this, she's going to leave her shtar ketuvah. If she dies, her yorshim are going to sue. She's really mochelet, let her give them the ketuvah. That way, if her yorshim sue, they'll say, look, your mother said she's not collecting the ketuvah, she gave us the ketuvah. So it's basically porula. So therefore, if she has a shtar ketuvah, this whole thing doesn't apply. If shtar ketuvah, yotzei mitachat yadeh. And we're not going to say she was mochelet. And over there, go back to vatal olam. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, afilu shtar ketuvah, yotzei mitachat yadeh, eina gova ala l'25 shanim. Bottom line is, she doesn't have to prove she was mochelet. In her mind, she made up that she's not going to be tova'a. We assume that the shtar is no longer applicable. Says the Gemara, Masiv Reb Sheshes, I'm going to bring you a riot. Balchov goveh shalo bahaskara. A balchov can collect even when nobody on earth remembers what the heck he's talking about. So in other words, you do not. There's no statute of limitations. You want to come 60 years later and collect the chov. People can't say to you, what, all of a sudden you remember you have a chov? It's your business why I wanted to collect. I collect whenever I want to collect. Oh, so ekidomi, explain to me what this means. Either long nakit star, if he doesn't have a star and he's coming along 60 years later to collect, exactly how is he going to collect? I mean, it's the my God. Elami clearly the Naki Shtara. He's bringing a Shtar. Now, the bright over here stresses, Baal Chov Goveshalo Baskara. Isn't that telling me that it's Dafka Baal Chov Hu Degavya? This guy can collect because he's Lav Barachulehu. But what are we going to say? He was Meifel? Why in the world would he be Meifel of Chov? What, because he didn't get around to collecting and he was Meifel? Maybe he forgot about it. But there's no reason for us to think he's Meifel. The woman who's been eating the whole time, and she already feels, you know what, they're so kind to me, it's already been 25 years, but I'm going to go now and take away their property after they been supporting me with such goodness. It's not the right thing to do. Okay. But a Baal Chov, there's no reason in the world for us to suspect that he was Meichel. So, but Ha'amana, an Amana in the same case as this Baal Chov, where it was not Shtara, where of course the Amana Shtara is a Ketuvah, we would nonetheless say, Achilta, that she did indeed, was Mochelet even with the Shtar, and that seems to be a proof that Rabbi Elazar is right. Who motiv lo mefarechla? He asked the question against the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and he answered it himself. Le'olam de lo nakik shtara. What forces us to say that the Baal Chov is collecting with a shtar? Maybe the Baal Chov is collecting a chov from a guy who remembers the chov, and he says, yes, it's true. Do you remember when we went to the canteen and I lent you 50 cents to buy a Hershey bar? Now, you understand that over the past 60 years, that 50 cents has now grown into 50 cents plus rebate, that's about that, so on. I figure you owe me something like $76,000. Or one Hershey bar, exactly.
Didn't he bring the guy who remembered that he repaid him the money over such a long period? I mean,
no, he's made it. The guy is made it. The guy is made it. But who said that he's collecting the shtar? So, out of opposite, it's talking about over here, you could be gay. Then the guy can't say, you mean all of a sudden you remember the Hershey bar and you didn't wear money for the Hershey bar? He'll say, no, I'd forgotten about it. So now I remember. So what do you want? So, but an Alman, in the same case, we would say was Mechila. But the case is there is no shtar. So the case by that one is no Ketubah. So you can't prove from here. How do you know it's talking about that it was a shtar? The Alma Rebbe Law. I says the Gemara, didn't Rebbe Law say, Shonim Grusha Rei Balchov? That the din of a Grusha is exactly the same as a Balchov. Now, because what are we going to say? Oh, the Grusha says, oh, he's been so nice to me. Why would I collect the Ksuva? Oh, she hates his guts. Of course she's going to collect the Ksuva. So therefore, she is like a balchov. She's a balatchov. Now, does she have a ketuvah or not? Because if she doesn't have a ketuvah, how exactly is she collecting? You cannot say, remember, the way we posked earlier. It's getting dangerous, Richard. Yeah, getting very dangerous. From what I recall, the giraffe sheds tears on people that fall asleep in the bush. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially when there's lions in the bush. No, no, you're sliding.
I saw that. Up.
Wrong direction.
Lions in the bush and whiskey in the jar.
Okay, so remember that we learned before that even if she would collect by presenting her get, remember the beautiful pshat that Rav says that nobody can get me on this pshat. That the get is the shtar. Remember, he said for the tosef that the ksuv is the shtar. But for the mana matayim, the get is the shtar. So that means by definition, she's always going to collect with the shtar, as the Tosis explains to Mario. Because otherwise, if you say she could bring a raya that she's the Guresha, but maybe she doesn't have a shtar. No, that is the shtar. That's exactly how Rav explained it before. So Mamanushak, if she doesn't bring a get, she's not going to get anything. So what's the point? So therefore, it's got to be talking about the case in which basically, I mean, she has a ketubah. Say, hey, Hidomi, idolo da kita ketubah. She's got no ketubah. So she can't collect. Oh my God. Elevav and a kita ktuva. I'm talking about that she has a ktuva. You're telling me, so if she has a ktuva, a grusha is like a balchov. But an almana, even though she has a ktuva, is not like a balchov, and we'll assume that she was mochelet, even though she has a ktuva. That seems to be a very strong writing. What are you going to do about that? Answers the Gemara, what's the problem? The Baal says, yes, I divorced her, and no, I didn't pay the ktuva. It's true, that's all. So she doesn't have a shtar. Oh, boy, we forgot all about the yeshiva Bar Kaza. But not too many people would go there. I think it was on Har Tzion. But they had over there a braita that said like this, the Tav'ak Tuvata Arei Kibatchila. The clock starts ticking again if she ever went to court for a ktuvah. She goes and she asks for a ktuvah, they give her a court date and she doesn't show up. The next 20 years. 20 years she comes back, says, I decided I do want it after all. That's okay. Because once she showed us that she wasn't mochelet, she got another 25 years before we would assume she's mochelet again. V'ima yashtar ktuva yotzei mitachat yadag ovak ktuvat alo olam. So he too holds that if you've got a shtar ktuva, then you can collect, just like Rav Yossi says, no matter what. Sholach le'Rav Nachman bar Avchista, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please tell us about the mission. Is the Mishnah talking about kishishtar ktuva yotzei mitachat yadam machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Or dafka kishein shtar ktuva yotzei mitachat yadam? And who do we pass him like? Do we pass him like Rabbi Meir? Or do we pass him like the Chachamim? Halacha k'divrei mi? Sholach lei, as to your first question, he sent to him. The Mishnah is talking about kishein shtar ktuva yotzei mitachat yadam machloket, but if the shtar ktuva yotzei mitachat yadam, just as Rabbi Yossi says, go back to vatalo olam. As far as the halakha of where we talk about 25 years, and is it a din in using up or is it a din in mechila, that we paskin halakha k'divrei chacham. Ki ata Rav Dimi Yom Rav Shimon ben Paz Yom Rav Yeshua ben Levi Yishum bar Kapora. This whole issue of mechila is loshon el amana umatay. It's talking about the ikar haktuva, but a tosefet is a personal gift. Tosefet Yeshla. Rabbi Avuham, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afil Tosefet Einla. Why? Diom Rabbi Boom Rabbi Yana, it's not Ektuva, Kiktuva. I mean, look, it's all one issue. Once she is in a position of Mechila for her Ktuva, there's no difference between the Tanaya Ktuva and the rest of it. This is true. The only difference between the Tanaya Ktuva and the Ktuva proper is the question whether she can be Torefet from Mishubadim. Right? Not over here, you're talking about the Iker and the Tosefet. Same halacha. If she was Mochelet, she's Mochelet across the board. The Svar is being Itmanami, Om Rabab, Om Rabun, Om Rab, Lashon, Om Anamatayim, of Tosefet Yeshua, because it's like a gift. Omale Rav Abba Rav Huna. Did Rav really say that? Omar Rav Hachi? Omar Le, Fish! Omar Le, Ish.
That what he said?
Yeah. Ish. Deacon Kamer? Are you telling me to shut up? Meaning, did Rav really say such a thing? No, I guess not. Or are you saying, wow, did Rav really say something, and therefore you're saying, I'll drink to that? Or are you saying, shut up, which one? Is it Ashtikin or is Ashkayan? I'll give you a drink. I'd like to know your tone, because it wasn't very clear. Look, if I have to spell it out for you, my friend, I'm telling you to shut up. Ashtikin come here. I'm telling you to be quiet. Of course Rav wouldn't have said such a thing. Now, this is a great case coming up. This is just such a fun case. Absolutely brilliant. This lady really knew her halacha, let me tell you. So this was the mother-in-law of Rav Chiya Aricha, otherwise known as Strider.
Otherwise known as?
Strider.
Oh, Strider.
Yeah. So Rav Chiya Aricha, he had a mother-in-law. This mother-in-law, that's a bad situation to be in. This mother-in-law had been married to his brother.
To his brother.
Yeah. So, Imtatachu, his brother died.
His mother-in-law and his sister-in-law.
That's really tough. Okay. And she was an almana who had gone back to Beit Aviyah. And he was the heir. There was no other living child. So he inherited his brother. So now he is taking care of his mother-in-law, who is his sister-in-law. Right? So he's paying for her husband's, from her husband's estate. He's the Yisraelim, essentially. So Bizona Srimicha made Shonin, he takes good care of her for 25 years while she's Bibenasha. She's out there in her father's home. Lesof Amrale, so after 25 years, she says, hey, what happened to my income check this week? She says to him, I'm sorry, lady, 25 years are over, you never said anything. Let luck Mizoni? You don't get any Mizonot? So she says, well, if that's the case, I want my ketuvah. Hey, you ain't reading me right. You got nothing. No mizonot and no ktuvah. There's a ktuvah and there's a tonight ktuvah. It's all overs. Omar la lo mizone itlech velo ktiva itlech. She's outraged. Tavate levina kameh to Rabbi Barshila, because she's Susan. And they come to Rabbi Barshila's court. And everybody's really heated up. So he says to Rabbi Chiyah, Emily, easy. Let's get all the facts here. Omar Leif, so he says, listen here, Zanita Esrim V'chamei Shanim V'Beinasha, and I swear to you, not only did I take care of her for 25 years, I took care of her so dedicatedly that I swear to God, or I swear by your life, B'chayim Damar, the Bikat Foyam Toyela, I carried her, the Mizaynus, every day on my backpack, on my own shoulders. Did I send her a check? No. I brought her a hot meal. This is what she does to me. She sues me. 25 years is not enough. It's outrageous. Omar Lay. So he said to him, oh, now I understand. If you were so kind to her for 25 years, that's why she wasn't Mochelet, because she wasn't Tovat Tovatak, she was embarrassed. You shouldn't have told me about how well you took care of her. So, Omar Lay, look, the only reason the Rabbanan says, Kol Zman She'i B'Beit Ba'alah Govak Tovatah Le'olam, is the Amina Mishum Kisufahu Delo Tavat. She's too embarrassed. But over here, she's what? She's not embarrassed. There's a guy who treats her like that. They bring her a fresh meal every day on a backpack.
You should have used Meals on Wheels.
Mishum Kisufa Delo Tavat. She obviously didn't want her Kisufa because she was embarrassed. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to pay her up. Zil Havla, pay her up or Kisufa. Reb Chiya walked away. This guy's out of his mind. Lo Ashka. It's crazy. But this is a din. We're going to analyze every case to its merits. The Chachamim said 25 years, but Tila, don't give me this kind of stuff. He ignored the Psak Halacha. So he ignores the Psak Halacha. So basically, the judge says, okay, we are going to simply write out a court order against his property. And Rabbi Barshila writes out an Adarka. They're going to play games. So he writes out an Adarka Tanichse. He gives a court order to the Almana that she can go and collect from his fields, wherever she finds them, and tough on him. So he gets an injunction against this court order, right? And he goes to Rava's Bezdin. Yeah. So she can't sell the fields. So he comes to Rava. Look at this. The Rabbi Barshila is like off his rocker. He's like the Supreme Court. He's going to analyze now new cases. Lefi, the way his guts tell him. This is a judge. So Rava says to him, he happens to be 100% right. He's 100% right. So the Almana says, Now, if this is the case, this guy has been playing games with me. I mean, now I'm taking off the gloves. Because we got the court order against this property a year and a half ago. In the last year and a half, I could have been using all the payers of that property, and therefore I am now suing not only for the property, but repeat and hatzmatan. So you ask me to Aglumi what they would do with this. Let me tell you. That first $500 property has now turned into $500,000 property. So I want the whole thing. So Yachis, he says, Lezala Hadili Peri, I want my payrot from the time that the original court order was written to give me rights to his property. Diminahu Yuma Adayitna. He's been playing games. Oh, my Allah, okay, show me the court order. Show me the court order. So, after they had an architect, so she takes out the court order, the original court order of Rabbi Barshila, and she says it to him. Chazi, so he sees the Lohavi Katuvba. It does not write in this court order the words, which is required. V'ishtamudana v'nachasim elo demitna inu. And we have determined that the property against which this order has been issued belongs to the deceased. Because she can only collect from the deceased. And instead it was a court order that was written out against the property of Riptia Aricha. Which means all of his property. He says, I'm sorry, this is a void court order. This is no good. This is void. You can't use this to collect. Because it was issued against Rabchia, and it had no right to be issued against Rabchia. It could be issued against the property of the deceased that he had inherited. Because that's where the lien was. But you can't collect from his properties. You've been walking around for a year and a half with a void court order anyway. So you certainly, we can reissue it, but you certainly can't collect the repeat Vatsmada from back in the beginning.
It's a technicality, the base
didn't understand. Hold on a second. Hold on.
That's a technicality.
Hold on. She's going to argue this. Just wait a second. She's her own best lawyer. Don't you worry. This lady has got nothing unturned. So she says, Tisala Darkata, heck with the Darkata. Okay, forget about the court order, okay? But the bottom line was, when I presented this, they found a piece of property, and it happened to be that piece of property, I could prove, belonged to my husband. They had a public auction on the property, and that's when he brought his injunction against my collecting. So the bottom line is, with or without the court order, I will no longer ask for the payers from the time of the court order. I want the payers from the time that he prevented me from collecting after the auction. Because at that point, for sure, I could have collected. So therefore, the heck with the Adarketa. Ishko miyuma deshlimi yuma akrazak arhash. Okay, now I want ribit vatsmada from that. Okay, so I want the month. Fine. But I want for that the whole time. Omar la. So Rava says there, nope. Because you can only collect on a legally transacted auction. But if the auction was based on a mistaken court order, then the whole thing is void and you have to start all over again. Because he could have, if he had known this, if he had seen the order, he could have canceled the sale anyway, because it was based on a void order. You can't say retroactively, I'll get a new one and be able to sell it before when I had no legal right to sell at the time. You can't sell with a wrong court order. It's a great case, no? I mean, this is mamish, like all the details. Okay.
Like today.
Mamish. Incredible. Yeah. So he says there, Hanimile Echadalok Tifta Utabad Arkata. You can collect using a public auction if there was no mistake in the court order on which the auction was based. But in this case, where the order itself was not properly issued, let one buy. You can't collect even from the time of the auction. So she says to him, wait a minute, but your shita is, well, she really researched this. She says to him, but amar hu da'amar achrayut ta'ut soferhu. Now, when you have a document in which it's clear what the intent is, and this is what you guys were asking, I mean, this is just a technicality. You, Paskin, that we cannot actually base the way we view a shtar on technicalities. We base it on the assumptions of what was actually meant. So therefore, if somebody made a mistake in the small print, we view that as a mistake of the sofer who issued it, not a mistake of the Beit Din. So if you have a shtar, for instance, in which there's no achrayut, that's ridiculous. Any seller, any buyer, obviously, is going to demand achrayut, and therefore any seller in a property deed includes title insurance by definition. And so if that's the case, you understand perfectly well that the Adarkata in this case, oh, I think I skipped the, I didn't say inside, by the way. Where am I?
It's right there, last of the Lord is Omar, about 8 lines up, 6 lines up.
That's oh, no, I guess I did say everything. Yeah. Okay, so you said Akraya to it, so fair. So in this case, it's clear that the court order was meant to be issued against property that was Ishtamudana, that this is the property of the maid. But he wrote it out wrongly. I'm always going to kill me on a technicality. It's true that before I said forget the court order. Okay, so now you're saying, no, you can't forget the court order. Okay, fine, I won't forget the court order. But the problem with the court order was a technicality. And your own shita is that a technicality doesn't possible an order. Or a shtar. So now I want to go back to what I said before. It's a kosher court order. I want to collect from the court order.
It's what the banks do now. Yeah.
Right. That's right. So if this is the case, you should paskin here. Omar la Rava. So Rava says, Rava's really taking her finest. This is no simple lady. So he says, yeah, but that's only where you recognize the intent of the court order. Or you recognize the intent of the contract. And that's why we use the words, you see, Akrayut Ta'ut Sofer. Because if it's Ta'ut in the Beit Din, then you do have to pay attention. Because the injunction or the court order or the contract is only issued up in Beit Din. If they made a mistake, you can't say ignore the small print. The small print passed the document. If you can blame the small print on the issuing agency, that are just there basically as a computer, it's a computer breakdown, a software breakdown, fine. But here, so Akrayut is a computer breakdown. But here there was a breakdown in the judge. He didn't know what he was doing. And I'll explain to you why I say this. I don't think that this was not an accident. Mm-hmm. What happened over there is, this is not a mistake in the computer. This is a mistake in the judge. Because here, filu rabba by shila toy, the judge who issued the court order made a mistake. Because mikara husavar, look, he thought, the word mikara doesn't really make sense over here, and some take it out. But initially he thought, it's not initially, this is the court is reviewing his order. So he thought, you see, that Ayasavur, his mistake was, that Hani Vahani Dide, he figured like this, Rabbi Chiya is an heir. So when he inherited the property, he inherited the lien. So now he wants, what's nafkamina? This field, that field, he sold this field. So now the lien pops onto his other fields. I mean, why can't we look at it as the inheritance of the Chiyav to be Mezin, or the Chiyav to be Ritzuva? So Mali Mehani, what's the difference what field we're going to collect from? So therefore, I really will issue a court order that allows her to collect from any field that she can determine is owned by Rabbi Chiya. Now that is not true. And that's a mistake. The reason it's a mistake, the truth is you should say, why not? Why can't we actually determine that heirs become responsible for the mizonot? I'll tell you why not. Because we have a special takana to prevent that from happening. And this is what he didn't know. Volohi. Because since Zinin the Azla Meshab Chalohu, what could happen is that where a woman finds herself in this kind of situation, her, whoever it is, her brother-in-law, or the yorshim of the Baal, whoever those yorshim are, have been taking care of her. And it's like 20 years later now. And she's got a list of property that this guy owns. So she thinks to herself, okay, you know what? The court's going to allow me to collect my ksuba from one of these properties. I like this one. So over the course of time when she's planning her attack, so she invests in that property. So she'll put in a sprinkler system and so on. The piece of property that my husband left when he died to this guy, not to me. I don't like that piece. I don't want that piece. So she invests in the piece that she thinks she's going to get. And she ignores the piece that had the original lien. On the other hand, the heir who got that lien says, well, I'm going to invest in that field, but she's got a lien against it. One day she's going to come now and she's going to present. So what happens? The property basically goes to ruin over the period of time, because nobody's taking good care of it. Because nobody wants to invest in it. But the truth is, when she comes to collect, he's going to tell her, look, you can't take my property. Your first lien is against this property. You're going to have to take this property. She comes and takes this property. And word gets out about the way that women have again been mistreated. The heir mistreated. I think this was the right that she had. It doesn't matter. But you know that word gets around that the rabbis don't like women. So because of that, we made a takana. We don't want people going around complaining that this is the way that she was treated, and instead, let's just see it inside. Veloi, because Zinu da Azlu Meshab Chalohu, she'll take care of this piece of property. V'debala Mixafe, and she'll let the property of her husband go to pot, as will he. V'omar La, and then when she comes to collect, she'll say, you can't come to me, you got this original field. Shkildi da, take your own field. Bahavli did it. Give me back my field. She said, well, what do you mean? I've been putting money in this for 25 years. That's your problem. That's not my problem. Viyate la fuke lazal beidin. And of course, you'll go around complaining it's the court's fault. This is the way they treat women. And therefore, in order to avoid that kind of situation, we make it very clear up front, you can collect one field. I mean, one group of fields. The group that was left to you, not to you, but was left by your husband after he died, that you have a lien against, you cannot come to collect from the Yorshim ever. Hadran alach hanoseyat ha'isha.
Lien neder. Come to the heilige perek.
Shnei dayanei gizerot ha'yu b'Yerushalayim. Admon v'chanan ben avishalom. There were two dayanei gizerot. Now what in the world is a dayanei gizerot? That we will discover tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, at 1 a.m. No, that's Rav Hashem. I'm staying right here. Richie was kind enough to invite me. Still on? Oh, Ahu Yuma, the Nach Nafshi the Rebbe, Gazru Rabananta Anito Varach Mevar Mekoman Yomar Nach Nafshi the Rebbe Yidakher Bakher. Slika amte de rebbe leigro amra el yonim avakshim et rebbe vatartonim avakshim et rebbe yiratzon shiachufu tartonim et el yonim kibbe da fazoi kama zinne da ayla bet hakise vechol atz tfilin o marach lo vekam tztair amra yiratzon shiachufu el yonim et atartonim nonetheless lo avi shatke rabonim ele goi rachame shok lakuza shadim yigro liyara ishtika mirachame vinoch nafshi de rebbe amra rabonim lebar kapar zil ayin azov ashke dinoch nafshi karli lebushe vahadil karli achore פותח ואמר הרעבים ומצוקים אחזו בארון הקודש. ניצחו הרעבים את המצוקים ונשבר ארון הקודש. אמרו, וואי, נחדשי. אמרו, אדון קאמרית, ענה לא קאמינה. בשעת פטירתו של רבי זקה וסרץ באותף כלפי מעלה אמר, ריבונו של עולם, גלוי וידוע לפניך שיגעתי בעשר הצבעותיי בתורה ולא נהניתי אפילו בצפה קטנה. ירצון לפניך שישלום במנוחתי. Yatzta bat kovi amra yavo shalom yanucho amishkevotam. What's this amishkevotam? Amishkevchami boyle. Misayel ruchia bar gamda, nem ruchia bar gamda, om rav yesi ben shaul. Bishar sha tzadik niftar min olam omrim malachi asheredim ni hakadosh baruch hu. Ribono shel olam tzadik ploni ba. Omer olam yavo tzadikim vietzu likrato. Vomrim lo yavo bishalom, and then yanucho kulam amishkevotam. אמר רב אלעזר, בשעה שהצדיק נפטר מן העולם שלוש כיתות של מלאכי אשר יוצאת לקראתו. אחת אומרת לו, בוא בשלום. אחת אומרת, הולך נכחו. ואחת אומרת לו, יבוא שלום ינוחו המשכבותם. בשעה שהרשע נאבד מן העולם, שלוש כיתות של מלאכי חבלה יוצאות לקראתו. אחת אומרת, אין שלום, אמר השם רשעים. ואחת אומרת לו, מעצבה ישכב. ואחת אומרת לו, רדה וישכבה את הרעילים. כל זמן שבבית אבי הגובה כתובתה לעולם, כל זמן שבבית בעלה גובה כתובתה עד 25 שנים, שיש ב-25 שנים enough time שתעשה טובה כנגד כתובתה, דברי מאיר. שאמר משום רשום מגמליאל, וחכמים אומרים, כל זמן שבבית בעלה גובה כתובתה לעולם כשהיא embarrassed, כל זמן שבבית אביה גובה כתובתה עד 25 שנים. מתה יושב מזכירים כתובתה עד 25 שנים. אומר לי הבעל רב יוסף, ענייה שבישראל 25 שנים, אמרת בת בית עד 25 שנים, makes no sense. אמר לי, certainly does. Lefum gam la shichna. Iboilu, the Rabbi Meir, Maushit, the Shalish, and prorated all the timetable. Chachamim amrim koz man shi bebeit v'ala, omele, abayel, Rabbi Yosef. Are you trying to tell me that atoy kodim shkiyat hachama, so then go back to vata? But 1 minute later, liachar shkiyat hachama, now it's too late, she was definitely mochela, the lo gavya. By he pur tachilta, that's nonsense. Omele, I'm sorry, sir, but Ian, that's exactly the way it is, because komi dat chakamim keini. Barbaim sa'a tovel, barbaim sa'a chasa kurta, v'no yecholit bo'ver. Om Rebbe Yonam Rabbe, Rebbe Shmom, Rebbe Yazim, Rebbe Shammar, Mishum Aviv, lo shan, ola she'in shtar k'duva yotzei mitachat yadea, aba shtar k'duva yotzei mitachat yadea, gova k'duva tel olam, because she wasn't mochelet. Rabbi Elazar, on her, afil shtar k'duva ta yotzei mitachat yadea, ina gova ala tzir v'chamishan. Mati, Rebbe Sheshetberg, Balchov gove shalob askara. Zechidam, either lanakit shtara, but my gobi, elder lanakit shtara. And it's stressing a balchov. Ahu, the lav barach huleyo. But an amon in the same situation with a shtar, namely the ktuva, we still say achilta. Umotiv lo mefarekva, maybe it's talking about lolam de lanakit shtara. Lach maeskinan, kisha chayav mode. I, the amor of Allah, shonim, that a grusha is the same as a balchov and is not mochelet. So echidami idolone kikat ktuva, or a get, which is the ktuva, but my gavya, elalav the nakita ktuva. The grusha davka, the lav batichulayu, because she can't stand him. But an amana has great grounds for achilta. No, maybe not. Maybe it's talking about where she doesn't have a star at all. And orkinami kishachayav modeh. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tani review the barkaza, bimatnita the barkaza, tavak tuvata reuke batchila, and starts counting again. Vimaya shtar tuva yotze mitachad yada, govak tuvata la'olam. Shalach Rav Nachman Baruch Chisra Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Yilam ben Rabbeinu, kishishtar tuva yotze mitachad yada, machloket in the Mishnah. And furthermore, please tell us, Allah HaKadivrei Mi, Sholach Lei, the Machlokas is B'she'in Shtark Tuvah Yotze Mitachad Yada, Machlokas, but in a case where Shtark Tuvah Yotze Mitachad Yada, Govat Tuvata La'olam, and Allah HaKadivrei Chachomin, that it's Mechila that we're worried about, not eating up her ketuvah. Ki Atar of Dimi, Omer, Shimon Mepaz, Omer, Shimon Levi, Shubar Kapora. This whole discussion is dafka monamatayim, which she would be mochelet, avot tosefet yeshla. Rabbi Abu and Rabbi Yochanan afilu tosefet einla. The Yom Rabbi ba Yom Rabbi Yanai tinae aktuva ki ktuva dami. It manam Yom Rabba ba Yom Rabuna Yom Rab lo shano el monamatayim avot tosefet yeshla. Omele Rabba ba Rabuna, what? Omar Rab hachi? Omele, you trying to tell me ishtikan kamer, or you trying to tell me lachayim, ashkayim kamer? Omele, I'm trying to tell you ishtikan kamer. Chamatei the Rebbe Chia Richa, who was also in Tatachua Havoi, and at this point she was an Almana Bebeit Abiyah Havoi, and he took good care of her Zona Asrim HaChamei Shan V'Menasha. Nesof Amro Lei Havli Mizoni, Amro, it's already after 25 years, late Lok Mizoni. Havli Ktuva, Amro, Lo Mizoni, Itlok V'Lo Ktuva, Itlok. Tovate Ladina Kameda Rabba Bar Shila, Amalei, Emily easy go for the day of Havi. Amalei say, Nita, Shiva, Ramay, Shanim, Ebe, Nasha, Bechay, Damar, the Bekatfoy, Ambatula. Amalei, oh, if that's the case, hey, you owe her. Because time of my Amarabana, because Manshi, Ebe, Bala, go back to Vadalo, Nam, the Abinu, Mishum, Kisufa, the Lotava. So, Achinami, if you're taking such good care of her, so Mishum, Kisufa, the Lotava. Zil Havla. Ah, nonsense, Lohashka. Katava, Valkata, Mirse. Other the Kamina Rava, Amalei, Chazimar, Echidanen. Guy calls himself a judge. Amalei, Shapir Dancha. Amalei, Achi, Leizu, Lahari, Le Piridim, and Ahu, Yuma, Ada, Hidna. Amalei, okay, Achvili, Adarkatev. So she shows it to him, and Chazid, Olavi, Katabavish, to Mudana, then a Chazimeno, the Midna, Inun. Amalei, I'm sorry, lady, but Adarkat, Allah, Shapir, Ketiva. Amalei, the heck with the Adarkata, Tizal Adarkata, Ishkami, Yuma, the Shlimi, Yuma, Akrazata, Adashta. Amala, no, you can only do that. Ani mila yechidah katit to uta b'adarketa, but a yechidah katit to uta b'adarketa. The whole action was a mistake. Let lamba. Amala, what? But usually the mandi amar holds that we don't do things on technicalities. Mandi amar achrayut to utzaferu. Amala rava, yes, but in this case, b'alak alameimah to utzaferu, because I think that the judge made the mistake. B'afilu rava b'ashila toy. Because who sabar hani vani didei mali mihani mali mihani, but that's not really true. Loi zim and daazra meshab chalu udabala maksefe v'yomalosh gildi dach v'avli didi v'atel afuke laz al beitina hadron alach hanosei et harisha.